Thank you, crazy lady in the back. Go ahead and sit down. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. I am your host, Marcus Gregory. And I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Been out, you know, how it goes. So, honestly, it's just been shit. It's just been, I have had one pile of shit after another. And I'm talking in my low, deep, sexy voice because, you know, I'm trying to not be too loud right now. It's about 1 a.m. in the morning. Family's asleep. And this is probably the only time I can get to record. Before we go ahead and get into my my path on the downward spiral, let's just go ahead and get into the news. Okay, so the new Ghostbusters trailer reboot has been out with the all-female cast, and, you know, some people think it looks new and exciting, and some people think it looks like total shit. We'll see. Okay, we'll just see how it goes. The Dark Knight Returns, The Master Race, has issued out the next two issues. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with that. Very interesting story. We're looking at the rebellion of Superman and Wonder Woman's daughter. Yeah, crazy stuff just getting in there. The new Daredevil series on Netflix. We're going to see The Punisher. And with, what was it, the Supergirl and Flash TV show. They're going to have a crossover. And the Batman vs. Superman movie still looks like crap. So, that is the news for today. Now, tonight's a hot topic in my own little me time that I usually do here on the show. I kind of want it together today because, all right, I'm just going to get into this. Okay, so Walker Stalker Con, Dallas 2016. Friend invites me. He's paying for everything. I'm completely fine with it. Totally cool. So we go ahead and go out. Now, I've got a set of prints, you know, some comics and stuff that I've done. All of it zombie-related, so I thought that this, I was going to make a lot of money at this show. And I was really crossing my fingers, hoping to make about $1,000. That did not happen. oh, God. Walker Stalker Con, for those of you that don't know, is literally a convention just for the Walking Dead fans. It is just for the Walking Dead TV show. And so that, if you don't have Walking Dead stuff, you're pretty much kind of dead in the water, and that's the way we were. I made barely $100. I was hoping to make $1,000, but I barely made $100. It was terrible. I did everything I could. I got dressed up. I tried doing anything I could to get folks to the table, and it just didn't happen. And I got to tell you, it was a real shitty experience. It was an absolute shit experience because I myself personally, I don't know, it's, I'd been to cons before, I'd been through, you know, the whole gambit, and I was just like, I got this, you know, sorry, let me change this up, I got this, and I know that I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna make some cash, and it's gonna be awesome, and it wasn't. And I gotta tell you, I felt like such a piece of shit because my friend invited me to kind of help, you know, boost sales. And I didn't, you know. I mean, he made his money back and I made my money back, but we were like, we made nowhere near what we thought. Now, my buddy, he's being a lot more cool with it. He's taking it with a grain of salt, saying, hey, better luck next time, you know. We'll just plan more for next time. But I gotta tell you, after I left, I got a fire lit under my ass and I've been drawing like crazy, trying to get my comics done and trying to get my comics perfect. And that's why I haven't been doing the show. Because I was supposed to record just before we left for the con, but I thought, you know what, I'll post on Sunday and do this whole review on the con, and I was just too depressed to fucking do it. I mean, honestly, I didn't think I was going to do a show this week because of how bad shit's been. And it's not just been because of that. I've got romantic relationship issues. I'm probably looking at a fucking divorce like most people, and it's been hell. So I've just been at a real shit point in my life. And sometimes it's hard to bounce back and get back on the horse and just take the reins, man. Because, I mean, here I am. I should have submitted my comic strip months ago, but I haven't. I've been procrastinating. I've been holding it off. I've been fucking myself over. Letting myself, you know, fail. And I can't do that anymore. Fact is, folks, if things don't turn around for me, I'm going to be homeless. You know, because I'm the stay-at-home parent, and wife's the breadwinner, and me and her ain't getting along so well. Haven't been getting along so well for a long time. It's one of those things where the things that brought you together in the beginning are now pulling you apart. And for some reason, some people just don't seem to understand that some folks don't change. You know, we adapt, we can alter, but at the core, we're still that same person. If you know some person who is very peaceful, very kind and fun-loving, it's most likely that they're going to stay that way through most of their life. It's working for them, so they're doing it. That's kind of where I'm at. I think when my old lady married this artist, she didn't realize what she was marrying, you know? People don't understand artists because it's a double-edged sword, man. It's like we can't stop creating, but we can't always feel great about it either. We feel great when we're doing it, but you'll put it out, and even if people like it, you still think it's shit. You still think you got to do more. You still think you got to do better. And then not to mention the monetary aspect, you know. As an artist, hey, I'm broke, motherfucker. I'm broke. Fucking sucks. There are very few artists that actually go out there and do make a living. And me, I feel like the only job opportunity I have right now is the cartoonist, is to get syndicated. That's it, because at the end of the day, no one hires people with seizures and bulging discs in their lower spine. So when you got back problems and brain problems, people really don't give a fuck. They don't hire you. I've talked about this before on the show, so you guys know my predicament. All seven of you, whoever out there actually listens to this. So that's why everything's kind of taken a halt. I still am trying to, you know, get all the episodes on YouTube, so that way I don't have to worry about Podomatic charging me, and Archive can hold the old, and Podomatic's got the new, and I'm going to have trying to do the YouTube thing, so that way it's just a big cluster, a big thing there for everyone that you can go and listen to them all. But I gotta tell you, folks, I've just been down in the dumps. Trying to keep my chin up, trying to keep things going, trying to stay happy, trying to stay positive. Positive mental attitude, that PMA. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. So, other than that, so, let me go ahead and just get into tonight's hot topic, which was my weekend working at the Walker Stalker Con in Dallas 2016. Let's just go and get into the hot topic right now.
It's your hot topic tonight. Topic in your mouth.
Hey, you suck. Like that new intro? Yeah, deepen the voice a little bit. Playing around in here in Audacity and just for fun. Okay, so the Walker Stalker Con Dallas 2016. Fun little event. Basically a two-day convention completely dedicated to fans of The Walking Dead. They have a Walking Dead experience that you go through, and they have a couple of these big tent areas where you can go through and shoot, you know, guns or air rifles and stuff and everything. Now, when I get to this, I'm thinking, okay, this is it. It's awesome. There's this guy next to me. He's got these paintings, but what he's done is instead of just doing paintings, he actually makes a mask or a face, a mold, onto the canvas so it looks like the painting's popping out, like a 3D painting. It's pretty cool. And then over another side was a couple ladies with a bunch of just little things, knickknacks and stuff, necklaces, keychains, buttons, fun things for all the kids and people to enjoy. And then across, you know, some other great artists. So we were like an artist alley, And it was looked like, you know, seemed like a pretty good crowd. Everyone was jazzed up. People dressed up like zombies. There's a guy called, what was it? Cecil Grimes. He looks just like Rick Grimes. And he's got this whole area set up that looks like the prison. And you can come and take pictures with him. Photo prints charge, but selfies are free. So it's absolutely nuts. Now, there wasn't as many vendors as I hoped, but there was still a really good chunk of people, and it was mostly, like I said, Walking Dead and Gotham, the other big TV show. So it was those two big round of folks there that were doing things and setting it up. And, you know, like I said, you had a good crowd, good people and everything, but honestly, most folks walked right past us. We were in between two big tables, you know, two big setups. The person on our left had two tables, the person on our right had two tables, and we had one. We had no real display signs set up. We just had our banner in the back, and that was it. And so people just kind of walked right past us. So that first day, we were just kind of scrambling. We had all our prints out, you know, like a big mesh on the table. And we were, you know, trying to push comics and the prints and what we had. And, I mean, it was limited. So, you know, and then everyone, of course, you know, they want pictures of Daryl and shit. So what we had wasn't exactly what everyone was looking for, and that became kind of the big problem. So I brought some zombie makeup, so I was like, dude, dress me up like a zombie and we'll get some stuff. So people sure enough took some pictures, which was great, but nobody bought anything. Not to mention the Walker Stalker Con's a little bit expensive. I mean, autographs, as you can know, can range to a very, very high, very expensive package deal. So we're trying to make the best of it. Now, as we're sitting there doing this, you know, talking to a few various folks that walk up, this one guy comes up and starts talking to us, and he's talking about coins and silver and gold and all these things, and he pulls out a coin he has. It is an authentic minted coin from, get this, the freaking Caesar era. And it cost him like a few hundred dollars, and I was like, and it's totally legit. I was just like tripping on it. And then I was like, well, how much does a coin cost with Caesar on it? And he's like, dude, you're talking like $3,000 starting. And the coins aren't even worth anything. It's not like you can go to Greece and spend a Caesar coin. So I'm asking, like, well, what brings you to the zombie con, Mr. Coin Collector? And he goes, there's a coin convention happening right next door. It's literally in the same convention center. It's just a different hall. I'm like, what the fuck? So sure enough, when I go out for a cigarette, I go out, and there's the friggin' thing for this giant coin convention that's going on. People selling silver and gold and bronze and all kinds of things. I just thought it was funny, because here you got, you know, these nerds who are into coins, and then you got the nerds that are into zombies. But during the whole thing, I'm just feeling just kind of like just down about it. Now, I don't usually smoke, but today was, you know, it was a shitty day. We weren't making sales. Met a few folks, had some fun. But it was like we were nowhere near where we needed to be. I tried to bring in more business by the guy at the booth next to us who had, like I said, the 3D paintings. There was a hole, like, slot between the two displays. So I dressed up as a zombie, you know, my head's all painted up. I would pop my head in and hold still. And then people would think I was a painting. And then I'd be like, wow, that looks real. And I'm like, 'cause it is! You know, I'd just jump out. And everyone got a laugh, and then I would try to bring some folks over to the table, but I still didn't bring a lot of money. So anyway, I was feeling down, so I decided I'm going to go for a cigarette. But I'm not just going to have a cigarette, I'm also going to smoke a joint, because that's how depressed I am at this point. And this is the first day. So I asked the lady where the smoking section is. She goes, just go outside out those glass doors. So I go down past the hall for the coin convention, and I go outside. As I go outside, it's this grassy area with these, like, statues and pillars and things and little, you know, angel, you know, cherub statues and such. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And sure enough, there's this big plaque, and I look at it, and it says, The Pioneer Graveyard. And I guess that this area, where they've built a convention center around, was a graveyard for the early pioneers who settled here in Dallas, Texas. The fuck? So I'm trying to walk around this place, and there's people coming in and out, you know. You've got folks from the coin convention, folks from the zombie convention, and then you had folks that were just touring. You know, there was, I don't know if you know this, but some places hold Segway tours, where you get on, like, this Segway, a little gang, and you drive around on your Segway to different points and do a little tour. So, in the midst of these old gravestones and statues and con folk and Segway travelers, I am literally dressed up head to toe as a zombie trying to sneakily smoke a cigarette and a joint at the same time. So I keep finding myself ducking behind trees and things like that and wondering why people are staring at me, because I forget that I have got all this fucking zombie makeup on my face. But as I'm going around doing this, the thing that I just thought was funny is in the midst of all this, I suddenly see a bunch of cars pull up and park, and all these folks get out. A large group of them, younger folks, are well-dressed. And it's, I thought it was like prom, like they were doing prom photos, but it wasn't. It's a, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, quinceañera? Quinceañera? Yeah, you know, that it's a thing, it's popular in the Spanish culture, you know, they turn 13, they throw you a party because you're becoming an adult or some shit, I don't know. Anyway, they were there shooting photos, and I felt kind of weird because I know at the position I'm at, I'm going to end up in the background of these shots. So I'm like, here's some girl in this giant, huge, pink, flowy dress with all these sparkles on it, posing with her brothers and sisters and friends and whoever, and then, like, you know, in the background there's a dude in full zombie makeup smoking a joint. So took a few puffs, went back inside, tried to push again, and it just wasn't happening. So I got pretty down about it. Saturday was not a good day. And so I'm like, okay, we need to go home and kind of crack out some ideas and think. So I ran home that night, came up with some ideas, and I took out some old PVC pipe I had from posts and signs that I've made in the past, or light stands in the case, and I went ahead and I put together a little stand that we could put in the front and put all our artwork, you know, a vertical one. And so that helped, and I made a few quick signs, you know, put everything for sale, you know. Usually prints go for like $20, but I'm like, dude, a dollar. If you got a fucking dollar, I'll sell them to you, because I don't want to take this shit home. So, once again, did the zombie makeup. Sorry, bumping things. Once again, I do the zombie makeup. Again, I'm out there pushing it. Again, I'm out there trying to sell. Sunday, you know, is usually a slower day than Saturday. And sure enough, it was just the same. Same kind of shit, basically. And then my friend brought Bizquick, because one of the actors, can't forget his name now. But he's doing a charity drive. And he requested everyone to bring Bizquick. So my friend bought like 3 boxes of Bizquick. So I go to bring it to him, and I'm in zombie makeup. But this guy's got a friggin' line a mile long. So they're like, look, I was hoping to get a picture with him, or a selfie real quick, but it just wasn't happening. So I just went to the giant pile of Bizquick and put the few boxes up there, and that was it. There was nothing. It just sucked. The whole thing just sucked. I just hated it. I thought it'd be a better turnout. I thought I'd get better. I don't know. It totally blew. And I was sitting there thinking, well, the last time I did this, I was standing all day, you know, 10, 12 hours a day on my feet, getting people over to the table. And I said, you know what? I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to sit down. I wanted to fucking relax for a minute. Because, you know, in order to get people to your table, you know, or your booth, folks will do all kinds of things. One guy had this giant 20-sided die he made, and he would walk around with this giant die. And some people would have, you know, a couple girls in costume out front you take pictures with. Some people had cardboard cutouts you could take pictures with. It was just huge. Which, honestly, I've considered, because you can get a cardboard cutout of one of the Walking Dead characters for $35. So I was seriously considering buying one of those and just setting it up. But it was just damn near impossible. The whole thing, was kind of tough. And, of course everyone was spending their money on, most of the other things. And it was just, I don't know, just kind of shitty, just shitty. And you know, I can't blame the promoters, can't blame the con or anything. You know, they had some fine guests, some good people that came, but it, Usually I've got like some story or I've met some person or some big thing has happened, but it or something great, you know, went on, but it just didn't. It fucking didn't. So yeah, that was Walker Stalker Con Dallas 2016 for me. Going out there all day, head to toe in fucking makeup, trying to get people to buy shit. And what really sucks is that I did the zombie makeup both days. So when I go home, I have, and you know, this is like good stuff. You know, liquid latex and the gel blood and shit. And so when I take this stuff off, I mean, it's like peeling a layer of skin. It fucking sucks. And it takes forever. Because I'm bald. I'm straight bald all the way. That's why in my picture you see me wearing a skull cap. Because I am bald all the way around. So my friend decided to go crazy and give me like these giant scars and wounds on the back of my head. Well, I can't see the back of my head. So trying to take the shit off. You know, I really got to rethink these things. When I tell people they've got full reign to do whatever they want, I really got to rethink that. Ugh. So with that brushed off, for the past couple weeks, I've just been working on comics and drawing like crazy. And I'm working on my 24 to 36 strips for syndication, along with my, you know, 4 to 6 Sundays. And the two people I'm looking at is King Features and Creators. I'm going to do Creators first because they're digital. They can get back to me sooner. And if I hear, you know, the no-go, then I'll send to King's. And I got a really good feeling about it. I feel like if I do my work, put it in, because I've got the writing, I've got the drawing skills, I've got the jokes, I can do this. It's just getting that one other person to say, okay, I saw what you did, I liked it, yeah, you're on board, let's go. Now, once you get syndicated, does it mean, okay, it's easy from here? No, you're still promoting something, you still got to work, you got to produce work every day, and you still have to find a way to get it out there to more people. So what I've been trying to do is kind of prep myself, just really go hardcore and just make it as great as possible, because even, like I said, even if you get syndicated, it doesn't mean you're going to be rich. I mean, a lot of cartoonists out there have day jobs because it doesn't pay enough. And me right now, I'm hoping to get at least, I don't know, honestly, if I got $10,000 a month, or a year, if I got $10,000 a month, that'd be great. If right now, if I were making $10,000 to $12,000 a year, I'd be happy. Just to have that a bit. I mean, it's not a lot. I would technically qualify for welfare and food stamps, but it's a lot more than what I'm making now, and it sure is hell of a lot more than I made over the weekend. I mean, most people can make a couple grand on a weekend, and I did not. I barely made 100. Barely. It was like 101. And now troubles with the missus and all this crazy shit. I just don't know how this boat is going to float. I don't know how I'm going to get through all this. Because at the end of the day, all I got is my art. If I die tomorrow, the only thing people are going to remember of me is my art. That's all I got. That and a few stories. The thing is I've got so many other pieces I haven't even done yet, I haven't even touched, that I still want to do, that I know would be great pieces. I gotta get all these other things done first. I'm hoping that with, you know, doing the syndication, that it'll grant me more time to work on more comics as well. You know, because sometimes you have to draw a little something, just sketch and doodle and just do something to kind of get things flowing, you know? And so I'm like, hey, doing a little strip, focusing on a certain set of characters helps practice for the bigger 24-page comics and the graphic novels. Yeah. So, folks, what I'm asking out there is wish me luck. Let's hope this divorce goes smoothly. Let's hope the syndication goes wonderfully. And let's hope Nickelodeon picks it up and turns it into a big cartoon hit. Other than that, I'm just going to keep on going. And I'm going to try to change the intro if I ever have the time, which honestly ain't going to be anytime soon. So I'm just going to end it here once again. This is Steer Together, performed by Aaron Hyman, written by myself. Enjoy, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. And I hope it was a fuck a lot better than mine at Walker Stalker Con Dallas 2016. Good night.
Things are getting strange here. Zombies are drinking beer. People are living in fear. Can't seem to see too clear. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. The tax man is asking for more. But people are still feeling poor. Gotta live in a tent. Cause we can't pay the rent. Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. It's more a matter of the heart. Shouldn't look at what tears us apart. Don't wanna be left in the dark. We all just want a fair start. We all just want a fair start. All we want is a fair start. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. We will rise and we will fall. But in the end, through it all, together we can't stand tall. This boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. That's no reason to give in. We gotta stay strong if we're gonna get along. Oh, you know we're all better than this. Oh, you know we're all better than this. You know damn well you're better than this. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. Or if we all just steer together.